Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a firefighter union has raised concerns over planes landing at the Sunshine Coast Airport without fire crews on ground to support, which is in breach of aviation laws. The United Firefighters Union of Australia wrote to the regulatory body, Civil Aviation Safety Authority, to report six flights which have landed since December 2023 with no aviation firefighting services on duty due to flight delays. The latest event of this breach occurring was on Monday, with a Bonza flight from Melbourne landing after the three fire crews in the airport left. The union alleges this is a failure on part of the airport to ensure extra available fire crews. Two parents have been charged with murder after their two-year-old daughter died in a Mackay hospital. Adam and Jessica Hanbury are alleged to have shown reckless indifference towards their daughter's medical needs, with the toddler having been sick before her death. In national news, Australian school principals have joined the teachers' union to demand that the Albanese government contributes to at least a quarter of the cost of fair public school funding. No public schools in Australia, with the exception of the Australian Capital Territory, matches the SRS level, which is the benchmark that determines appropriate funding based on students' needs. The Albanese government has raised concerns over the marketing and supply of nicotine pouches, especially in social media. Nicotine pouches are advertised as tobacco-free, instead containing nicotine extracted from tobacco or synthetic nicotine. They can only be attained through a prescription. Australian social influencers have been promoting these flavoured nicotine pouches online as an alternative to vaping, which government officials contend is worrying due to how the marketing could potentially target children. In international news, the Australian Human Rights Commission is facing pressure from its staff that claim their response to the Israel war in Gaza is inadequate. At least 24 staff out of the 122 people employed expressed frustration in a letter that contended the commission was not fulfilling its mandate of protecting human rights in regard to the lives of Palestinians. The staff involved claim that stronger language against Israel should be included in the commission's statements, as well as a call for a ceasefire and an end to occupation. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a high chance of showers. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 14, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.